Om Agyan Tanam Dasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Chakshur Mitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Pancha Tattva Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Gurva Bhishta Sapurukam Guru Ganair Ashisha Shambhu Shitam Chincha Chincha Samasta Veda Nipunam Sri Rupa Pantanugam Govinda bidam ujvalam varatanum bhakti avitam sundaram Ande vishva gurun chad divya bhagavat premnohi bija pradam. All glories to Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj on the occasion of his 97th appearance. For the last 10 to 15 years, I have been working to try to collect every recording, video, and audio that exists of not only Srila Govinda Maharaj, but also my Param Guru, Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridev Goswami Maharaj. In the mid-1990s, during the time of Srila Govinda Maharaj, a project was undertaken in Navadvip Dham to collect all the audio and video recordings to that point that pertained to Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. The project never came to fruition and was abandoned. Sometime after the disappearance of Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Giri Maharaj asked me to take what we had, which was sizable, mainly audio, and prep it and distribute it via the internet. That took a year or two, but was completed probably 10 years ago. And in the last 10 years, we've added all kinds of video, both of Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Sridhar Maharaj, as well with the help of other devotees, transcripts of many of the audio recordings. I invite you to see for yourself all of these things. You can see them from links off gvssangha.com. This is Gokulananda Das, December 2025. The following is a talk given by Srila Bhakti Kanangiri Maharaj at the Sri Gaur Vinod Saraswat Sangha headquarters in New Jersey.
Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Garanga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Avirbhav Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Rakak Shura Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Thakur Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Gaurkishor Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Satchirananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Itai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Garanga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol. We're celebrating the divine appearance of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. This is the commemoration of the 97th anniversary of his appearance. It is December 6th or 7th?
6th.
You sure?
Yeah, yes, Saturday, okay. The 6th.
December 6th, 2025. And I think if there's any particular thing that we should acknowledge about Srila Govinda Maharaj, it is that he is the singular chosen successor to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Shridhardev Goswami Maharaj. After Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, and even for some time before that, others tried to claim that they had been chosen by Srila Sridhar Maharaj to represent His Divine Grace, to represent His teachings after His disappearance. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj said himself that generally the Acharya will select his successor. And in his case, he made it expressly clear that his choice was Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj would be the one that Srila Sridhar Maharaj acknowledged to be his chosen successor. When I say that others sought to be recognized in a similar way, the same way or a similar way, I can refer to one gentleman who refers to himself as Srila Sridhar Maharaj's protege. And I took issue with that at one point, and the argument was given that I had misspoken on this point, because I framed my charge in such a way as to accuse this gentleman of proclaiming himself the protege of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And his objection was that I should not use the, but rather a protege. And my retort to that was, well then, why hasn't this gentleman acknowledged anyone else as a protege of Srila Sridhar Maharaj? So, that's a point that can be contested. But as far as I saw, and I think as far as Srila Govinda Maharaj saw, there is one person that Srila Sridhar Maharaj acknowledged as his protege, and that was Srila Govinda Maharaj. And my justification for this is that I do not believe it is the position of the a protege to be self-acknowledged, just as a disciple is not self-acknowledged. A disciple is one who has been accepted by a guru as his disciple. But this is another fashion that became popular after the disappearance of some of our great acharyas like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Govinda Maharaj. Many persons like to take advantage of the fact that the acharya who they are claiming to succeed is no longer present to deny such a claim. I think this is abundantly clear and abused by many in the Christian religion, that they claim discipleship of Jesus, but they can show no record that Jesus has accepted them as his disciple. So I agree with the point Srila Sridharmaharaj made. Generally, the guru or the acharya will select his successor, and he did so in the case of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And to make the case even more explicit, he made it known for decades before his disappearance who his chosen successor would be. When Srila Govinda Maharaj came to the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila Sridhar Maharaj to be accepted by Srila Sridhar Maharaj as his disciple, pleading that that would be so, when he first came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, before accepting him, Srila Sridhar Maharaj asked him a vital question. Can you do what I tell you, or will you do what your mind tells you to do? And Srila Govinda Maharaj replied, I didn't frame the question quite properly. His reply, I believe, was yes. Yes, he will do what Srila Sridhar Maharaj tells him to do, and he will ignore what his mind would tell him to do. And this may seem like a minor point, but it is the crux of the whole matter of the guru-disciple relationship. The mind is very strong. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna admits to this, that the mind is more difficult to control than the wind. So, how does one control the mind? That is inferred from Srila Sridhar Maharaj's question. By following the order of the guru, one's mind is automatically controlled. And by following the order of the guru, one's spiritual advancement is assured. So many things follow from this one activity, to ignore one's own mind and follow the direction of the divine guide, the guru. Srila Govinda Maharaj spoke about this at one time, mentioning these ideas. And he said in so many words, what Srila Sridhar Maharaj expected of him was to follow his order, because even though the mind may apparently give a good idea, the problem is that that idea is not coming from the higher plane, it is coming from the mental plane. It is not coming from the spiritual plane. So even if the idea is good, if it is not the idea of the guru, or not at least approved by the guru, then it is more or less mundane. It is not a transaction on the spiritual plane. So very early on, when Govinda Maharaj first joined, and after he was accepted and began living in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mat in Navadvip, many challenges came to Govinda Maharaj because there were some god brothers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj living there with him, helping him to develop the Math in Navadvip. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj could understand that their purpose there was the hope that they would one day take the charge of the Math, take it away from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And when he made it known, when he spoke to some of his god brothers, making his idea known that if I can train this boy, Govinda, or Govinda Maharaj, if I can train him, then he will be my successor. And this began very shortly. I forget the time, but very short time, some weeks or months. I think weeks is a better description. After Govinda Maharaj joined, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj immediately noticed this. This boy, young man at that time, was very qualified and just suitable to serve as his successor, the successor of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. To the best of my knowledge, and I think it's true, Srila Sridhar Maharaj made this claim about no one else, only Srila Govinda Maharaj. And from that time, that early time, until his disappearance, it never changed, not once, not for one second, never. His idea, his desire, and his hope, and his judgment was that there is one man who can truly represent me after my disappearance. And that man is Srila Govinda Maharaj. So everyone in the Math knew it. Srila Sridhar Maharaj's god brothers outside the Math knew it. You could say everyone who was anyone knew it and respected it. For the most part, that was respected, highly respected. But as things go, unfortunately, time has a way of creating distortions in the mind and the thinking, in the remembrance. And many people, after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, seem to forget this important desire of his. Now some then framed it this way, as a matter of convenience, that what Srila Sridhar Maharaj said and what he meant was that for this Math, for Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Navadvip, and maybe presumably other Maths founded by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that by naming Govinda Maharaj as his successor Acharya, it meant that he would, because sometimes Srila Sridhar Maharaj put it in such a way that he will be the Acharya of this Math, meaning Chaitanya Saraswat Math and all its branches. So some took the license, that means there can be other successors also. And so many arose to advertise themselves as also successors to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and unfortunately, more than that, the equals of Srila Govinda Maharaj. But there was no equal. In a long conversation, I think in 1984, with one of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disciples, there was a long series of questions to establish Srila Govinda Maharaj's position. And through those questions, it was very clear to anyone who did not have some ulterior motive that that Srila Sridhara Maharaj's vision was this. Govinda Maharaj was his successor, and those that had faith in Srila Sridhara Maharaj shall put that faith, that same faith, in Srila Govinda Maharaj. So a successor is not a successor for Mott. A successor is the one who will represent the previous Acharya who named the successor. For some reason, which is ununderstandable by me, devotees in general have come to think that an organization or a mot or a temple, an ashram, that these things have their own lineage. That if someone is part of an organization or part of a mot, a member of a temple or a mot, and serving under a guru, when that guru disappears, then the transfer of his spiritual power goes to the organization, or goes to the mot, or goes to the temple, rather than going with him, the Acharya. It's a little difficult for me to explain this clearly. Maybe it's understood, I don't know, but I heard things after my initiating spiritual master, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. After his disappearance, it was an idea was widely spread, cultivated, and acknowledged by many that if one did not serve in the organization he established during his lifetime, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that if one wanted to have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada or continue his relationship for those who had been initiated by him, for that relationship to continue, they must remain members in good standing of ISKCON. And they must remain members in good standing of whoever a governing body recognized as gurus and acharyas in that organization. If they were not recognized as gurus or acharyas by that governing body, then it was believed that those who had been initiated but not remaining in that organization were no longer bona fide disciples of Srila Prabhupada. They, by losing their relationship with the organization, they lost their relationship with him. And what was the justification? A very foolish thing. Prabhupada said, "I am ISKCON." Okay, very good. No argument with that. Prabhupada said, "I am ISKCON." So then, by a false reasoning and poor logic, after his disappearance, those who wanted to insist that the organization was the connection with Prabhupada, and not initiation by him, not following his directions, but being members of the organization. Simply by being members of the organization, the relationship with Srila Prabhupada was maintained or developed. But organizations do not have that kind of power. Anything can go wrong with an organization, and generally does. Organizations can go in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. If an organization, a spiritual organization, leaves the teachings of the founder, acharya of that organization, the spiritual founder, then the organization doesn't have the same spiritual potency as it once did when it was acting under the direct authority of that founder acharya. So the idea developed that if one is in ISKCON, then he's with Prabhupada. If one is not in ISKCON, he's not with Prabhupada. Why? Because Prabhupada said, I am ISKCON. So there's another well-known aphorism, expression, saying, however you might call it, that Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. What does that mean? I am Brahman. So, God is Brahman. Brahman means spiritual. I am a spiritual, Aham Brahmasmi, I am spiritual. Yeah, very good, you are spiritual. That's true. And God is spiritual, Krishna is spiritual. But then to conclude, because Krishna is spiritual, and I am spiritual, I am spirit, he is spirit, therefore I am he. No. I am it, I am spiritual, yes. I am he, the supreme Brahman. No. Entirely wrong. Aham Brahmasmi, taking Brahman as God, then I am God. But God does not begin and end in Brahman. He has a separate existence also, a personal existence. That is Krishna and all his expansions and incarnations and so forth. So, for Prabhupada to say, I am ISKCON, therefore, to conclude, ISKCON is Prabhupada. No, that is foolish, very foolish idea. And it goes for every acharya and every organization that established by an acharya. It's not some unique thing. It is applicable throughout the universe. But false logic. And the amazing thing is that so many who should know what I know, they do know what I know. Aham Brahmasmi does not mean I am God. It is a commonly known fact amongst devotees. Aham Brahmasmi is a misconception about the position of Krishna or God. God is a person. Not a thing. Brahman is a thing. So, anyone who says, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, and therefore thinking that he is also God by that fact, it's a grave misunderstanding, serious misunderstanding. And he's also saying something else. If I am Brahman and God is Brahman, then God is not a person. I am also not a person. I am also a thing. So it's total abnegation, total denial of personality, from the highest personality to the lowest, to the jivas. God has no personality and I have no I am not an individual. God is not an individual. Krishna is not an individual. So such a horrendous misconception. So those who, after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, began or continued initiating their disciples, that is not objectionable. So that's all right. What is objectionable is to portray themselves as aloof from Srila Sridhar Maharaj's proclamation that those who have faith in me will have faith in my successor, Srila Govinda Maharaj. What does that mean? Those who ran to Srila Sridhar Maharaj seeking his guidance, blessings, and instructions should continue to do so after his disappearance by approaching Srila Govinda Maharaj for those things, because only he could give them in the manner previously given by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And how do I know that? Because Srila Sridhar Maharaj said it, and I believe it. So, the protege idea, self-proclaimed proteges of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I know one that Srila Sridhar Maharaj named, and that was Srila Govinda Maharaj. I recognize him as Srila Sridhar Maharaj's protege, full and complete. Those were the gist of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's proclamation also. Total. What all power given to Srila Govinda Maharaj in total, in toto, totally, fully, completely, absolutely, in that way. So knowing that, and everyone knew it or should have known that was had any sense of close relationship with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, anyone who wishes to portray himself as being an intimate of Srila Sridhar Maharaj would know this. If they don't know it, if they don't say it, then there's only one conclusion. They were not intimate with him. They do not know the least thing about him, one could say, and one could think, and it would be pretty true. Pretty much true. So we're celebrating the appearance of His Divine Grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj, today. And why we're celebrating it is for the reasons I've just mentioned. We celebrate the appearance of many Vaishnavas. But Srila Govinda Maharaj's position, in one sense, of course, the Uttama Adhikaris, they're all on an equal plane. They're all unique because they're all persons, they're all individuals. But their position is more or less equal. Uttama Adhikari, highest level of devotee, then that means that they are existing on a certain standard in the spiritual plane, a certain level. So we celebrate many appearance days of many great devotees. And we've been taught to respect and adore and adore them and follow their advices, placing them above so many others. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Vidura, Maitreya, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar. There are many that we know to be Parshad devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So we know Srila Sridhar Maharaj to be such. Those in our line, in the line of the Rupanuga, Brahma Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya, in the line of Sri Rupanuga, Sri Rupa Goswami, then we follow a line of spiritual authority flowing through Sri Rupa and following Sri Rupa Goswami. And the God Brothers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj acknowledged him as being chief among those followers of Sri Rupa. After the time of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was recognized as the president of Vishva Vaishnava Raj Sabha. So after Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then the natural leader, president of that sabha would be Srila Govinda Maharaj. And we regard him as such, the leader of Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya after the disappearance of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, if anyone would be interested to continue or to begin or to continue in the line of Sri Rupa, then they would be well advised to acknowledge this position of Srila Govinda Maharaj and act accordingly. Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, others may do, I'm not quoting exactly, but I'm giving the gist of what he said. Others may do as they like, but they will be far away from God and far away from him, from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But who does not accept these words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, know that they are far away from him, the very opposite of what many have said about themselves, that they are very close to him. Those who did not follow
Govinda Maharaj after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance. They're very far away from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Far, far away. Well, they may do as they like, but in essence, they're doing it far away from God, far away from Krishna, far away from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. That was his opinion. It's not my opinion. I believe it, but it's not coming from me. It's coming from him, and I believe him. So, we have tried to follow his divine grace, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Before his disappearance, he also named those who should succeed him, and I was one of those named by him. So a great charge, and I am very unqualified to act as he would have me act. But somehow or other, during his lifetime, he saw some quality in me that led him to declare in writing that I shall serve as Acharya after his disappearance. And so I have some reservations about mentioning it, but I get the strength to do so because at many times Srila Govinda Maharaj made such notations about himself. He never claimed he was qualified, but he was sure to claim that he was chosen by Srila Sridhar Maharaj to serve as Acharya after him. So I think it would be wrong for me to deny that same action was taken by Srila Govinda Maharaj in my regard. So anyway, it's a wonderful day. Srila Govinda Maharaj ki jai. I had the great fortune of spending a lot of time with him. Sometimes we slept in the same room together. Not together in the same bed, but in the same room. That was something that was mentioned by Krishna about Arjuna. Or rather, Arjuna about Krishna. But please excuse me that I have behaved with you like a friend. And Srila Govinda Maharaj called me a friend. Many times he used that expression. One time I told him, I called him from here on the phone to tell him, to speak to him about something. And it came up that I happened to say, Maharaj, every day I offer incense to your photo. I'm offering incense to you every day. And Govinda Maharaj said, what? Oh, no, I'm a friend. We're friends. So, like, that's not my position or your position to behave like that. We're friends. And many times he referred to me as a friend. I cannot say how much I value that. One time I told him that I am so grateful that a Vaishnava of your caliber knows my name. What a remarkable thing. Imagine you come before some great personality, a president or something like that, a president of a country like the United States, or prime minister. And as you're come into his association, he's, oh, so-and-so, good to see you. Then wouldn't you think, oh, such a big man, and he knows my name, he calls me by name? My goodness. And there's no bigger man than Krishna. And Krishna says, Acharyang Mang Vijaniyang, I am the Acharya. So if the Acharya knows you by name, Hare Krishna, my goodness, what a thing. What an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. So I told Govinda Maharaj that I have been so blessed that you refer to me by my name. You know me by my name. And you call me your friend. I'm not the only one, not by any means. And everyone that Govinda Maharaj could call by name, I'm sure if they think about it, they feel the same way. What a remarkable thing, what a wonderful thing, what an opportunity. How my life has been blessed to such an extent. This great soul, great Vaishnava. What does it mean, great Vaishnava? It means like Vyasadeva, that's what it means, like Vyasadeva, who I mentioned earlier. Veda Vyas, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, Haridas Thakur. How many, so many we could name. And when we think of Govinda Maharaj, we're thinking that he is in their company. That's the company he keeps. And a person of that type knows us by name. How wonderful. So we're very, very fortunate to be in such a position, to know something about His Divine Grace, some of these things that I've spoken of. There's so much more, hours and hours and hours and days could be spent speaking of the glories of Srila Govinda Maharaj, and it could be done without repeating oneself even once. So that is the nature of His greatness. His accomplishments were many. What Srila Sridhar Maharaj declared was realized, that he shall be my successor, and it was came to be. It is a fact, and there was no one his equal in that respect. No one the equal of Srila Govinda Maharaj in that respect. So, the proper bearer of that charge given to him by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and he fulfilled it to the maximum extent. Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Garanga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari. Gaur Hari Bol.